Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about safety of construction workers. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment or rentals? Come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Accidents have always become so prone in the construction zones that it seems to be almost impossible to contain it. But the fact of the matter is that we contain many accidents from happening by following a few safety parameters. This means that there is a severe lack of awareness amongst the construction workers when it comes to their own safety. Moreover, the effort put by the construction companies to educate the workers about the importance of wearing safety gear is negligible, making things worse for the workers. The laws of U.S. are strict enough to curb this problem, but the real issue lies with the implementation at the ground level. Other than this, due to the kind of risks involved, it turns out to be the dangerous zone for people who's working in it. The workers got to be careful when they are working at heights and while they're on the land. They need to have an eye on the heavy equipment that that matters the most all around the place or wanders all around the place. Through the operator stays vigilant to avoid any actual but still accidents happen. Therefore, it is the responsibility of everybody on the site to see that the people around them are safe. The construction workers also need to follow the few safety parameters, which will relatively bring down the incidence of an accident to a larger extent. Number one, wearing of safety goggles or safety gear. Safety gear starts right from wearing a belt to putting on a jacket. It largely depends on the type you work. Type of work of you will be doing and the site that you are put into. Wearing helmets is quite common, but many do not put the strap or even wear the helmet. This will let the helmet fall every now and then, so it's better that the worker should tighten the helmet by putting on the strap. You know, tighten the strap, put it on. When they're working on heights, like cleaning the glass windows of a high-story building, they should wear safety belts so that in case if they lose their balance, they do not hit the ground. Next, check your tools before you begin to work. Workers are required to use a lot of tools. Right from the scaffolds to a hammer, they got to do with everything, and therefore they need to ensure that all tools that they will be working with are in perfect order. In case if they see anything to be shaky or not in working order, they should immediately reach out to the officer in charge and report it to him. Resume working only if they offer a satisfactory equipment. Most of the time, there will seem to be some issue with the ladder, and the workers simply underestimate the issue and get on it. They are simply putting themselves at risk. And lastly, know where the first aid box is. Most of the construction companies are not even aware if there is a first aid box available on the job site. They need to know about it only after the accident. Well, every worker should know about the location of the first aid box and how to use it. It can save their lives and also the lives of their coworkers. Again, safety first, people. Safety first. Always learn to wear safety goggles, safety vests, hard hat, safety belt if you have it when you go up the high scrapers. Everything. Be safety. Safety first saves lives. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.